Do you remember a character that you saw as a kid and it just haunted you? A Sesame Street episode from 1976 that was lost has made its way online. Now, it was removed for being too scary for kids because it included the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
This is what it sounded like.
Let me have it!
You can't have the broom until you show me a little respect.
Oh, yes, I can!
No, you can't! Oh, I forgot! I can't so much as lay a finger on that broom as long as somebody else is holding on to it!
I was watching the clip online. It is terrifying. It's like the full green Wicked Witch of the West. And I'm like, if you are a child watching Sesame Street with Big Bird and Elmo, this is shocking. No wonder why it's been lost for decades at this point.
That was the character. I mean, I guess a little bit of editing is, you know, all that comes through on these movies. It makes the difference between something terrifying for you at that time or whatever. But, I mean, I'm sure it's going to come out on some golden edition at this point now.
Yeah, but I was watching it and I was thinking to myself, no wonder why they buried this. Like, it was really scary, but I think that there's some characters that you see as a kid that even if they're not supposed to be scary, they freak you out and it stays with you. Hi, what's the character that haunted you?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to watch Sleeping Beauty, and Maleficent would always stick out to me every time the scene where her eyes would stay at the end and everything else would go black. And I would picture that she was in the closet.
Yeah, whenever they would show like cats in a dark space or anything like that where all you would see was eyes and then teeth, that's spooky.
That's the thing about Disney. They make something so haunting that like it stays with you, but you don't realize like it's kids, it's fun.
You know what's scarier than both of those things? Seeing actual eyes in the dark. That would be the most terrifying, right?
I was thinking about it because this week is the 40th anniversary of E.T. coming out. And it's been all over the news and it brought it all back because I was terrified of E.T.
E.T. phone home.
They made it out. It's so adorable. It's so cute. I used to have nightmares about E.T. when I was a kid.
Was it his strange...
Have you seen E.T.?
I mean,
small,
are you kidding me?
Scary
I
alien.
Love E.T.
Oh, my God.
Based my life on that.
With his creepy finger coming at your face. Like you
when he turns white when he's dying, that's pretty creepy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was always scared of Willy Wonka. Essentially, everything that was in Willy Wonka was pretty terrifying to me. But specifically, the kid who jumped into the chocolate river and then got stuck in the thing, that scared me. And then the, Violet, the blueberry girl, she terrified me.
Dessert, here it comes. Blueberry pie and cream. It's the most marvelous blueberry pie I've ever tasted.
Holy Toledo, what's happening to your face? Violet, you're turning violet, Violet. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing drew me nuts because, number one, I disliked her. Mm-hmm. Number two, I disliked her father. And then number three, I was like, you know, at the same time, I didn't feel like it was cool for me to be the emperor to pass judgment on her not to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, isn't anybody going to help her when I'm watching it? It's that terrible feeling of, wait, they're going to roll her out and juice her? What are you talking about?
Oompa Loompas, too. Like, that's
creepy,
stayed with
but,
me.
But cool and really convenient. Like, if you've got to move tables into place or, like, you wanted somebody to carry the keg down to the backyard or anything like that, they're cool for that.
They were efficient.
Yeah.
Their character, a character that you remember as a kid that it just freaked you out. Who was it? What was it? 1-800-330-9999.
Oh, I forgot. I can't so much as lay a finger on that broom as long as somebody else is holding on to it.
That is a clip from the most terrifying episode of Sesame Street ever. 1976. It's when it featured the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. Kids were so scared that they buried that episode. It was never to be replayed, and somebody just found it on a Reddit thread.
How'd you like to be part of the research group with the kids where they've got to first be exposed to this stuff, right? It's like a roller coaster that they're not sure whether or not it's actually passed all the safety checks. They're just like, let's give it a shot.
There's some characters that you saw as a kid that they just stick with you because they were terrifying. They haunted you.
Yeah, you know what I wanna? You wanna know what scared me as a kid, Anna?
Yes, producer Sean.
The leprechaun from the leprechaun horror movies. I felt like Garth from Wayne's World anytime someone mentioned his name.
I'm a leprechaun, me dear.
Here, this is what you're looking for, right?
The powers are returning.
Do you know it's Jennifer Aniston in that movie?
Yeah, did she show him gold or did she show him her fantastic figure that has never changed? Jennifer Aniston, wow. When you see Jennifer Aniston young, You say to yourself, she looks exactly the same.
She was the gold.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no words for this conversation.
She really was.
Right, I don't know.
Woo, Jennifer Aniston, you're doing a heck of a job.
Tana and Raven, what's the character that haunts you?
Oh, my God. Do you remember the guy from Sesame Street who played the piano? And he'd get really mad when he hit the wrong note and he'd bang his head against the piano keys?
I don't remember the guy's name, but I do remember it vaguely. And it was his anger that would scare you.
Yeah, he would send me out of the room crying. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Right. Yeah, you know, it's scary when somebody gets mad.
Sesame Street got dark for a while, right?
They were covering real subject matter.
Yeah, thank you.
What was the character that scared you the most?
The clown from Poltergeist. I saw it way too young. It terrified me for the rest of my life.
Oh, I mean, that scared everybody. And it was designed to scare us. But that movie is brilliant. That's the thing is, when people see that edited on television, it's still remotely scary. But when you see Poltergeist unedited, the original, like, that sticks with you. I don't care if you're 40 or 4, man. That sticks with you.
Floating right at you. I still think about it.
The tree. The tree? Oh, my God. It tries to eat the kid.
Tana and Raven, you had a problem with witches?
The three witches?
The three witches in what? So,
I think it was, what movie was that in the 90s? It was,
Are you going to say Clash of the Titans?
No.
Because I got to tell you, the witches in Clash of the Titans scared the heck out of me. And I'm not talking about, like, the new Clash of the Titans where it's all CGI. I'm talking about Harry Hamlin, tanned and oily. And whoa, the witches in that movie terrified me.
I hope that you're talking about Hocus Pocus, because that's funny, because they're lovable.
Hocus Pocus. That was the one. That was the one. Hocus Pocus.
All right.
It was definitely Hocus Pocus.
All right. Well, if you go home and you see a sweaty Harry Hamlin on your television, brace yourself for a scary scene with three witches in that movie as well.
Oh, it's so funny that Bette Midler scared you, right? It's so funny. Don't be alarmed. Hocus Pocus 2 is coming out this Halloween season.
Brace yourself, sir.
Yes.